Nigerian police said the explosion on Friday was an accident. They said vandals had probably cut into the pipeline at Alado near Lagos to steal oil, when a spark set off the explosion, which spread to 500 jerry cans full of oil nearby. Police on the scene said at least 150 people were killed, many incinerated immediately. Lagos-based journalist Paul Okolo tells VOA that accidents of this nature are not unusual to Nigeria.
People were scooping fuel there. Anytime there is a burst pipe or there is vandalization where they deliberately cut this pipe, people go there in droves to take fuel and then either to resell or to use themselves. That's where the accident happened.
Tapping into pipelines to steal oil is known as bunkering. It is estimated that it costs Nigeria 200,000 barrels of oil a day. With a mere spark sufficient to set the oil alight, bunkering frequently results in a lethal explosion. Nigeria has suffered more than 10 in the last 7 years. In a bid to diversify the economy along International Monetary Fund guidelines, Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo has cut fuel subsidies, leading to pump price hikes. Rises have been especially acute in recent weeks. Journalist Okolo says many Nigerians are too poor to pay for these increases. He says many resort to bunkering.
Poverty is a big issue here. A lot of people cannot afford to buy these things. Fuel is costing 65 naira a litre now, which is about 50 cents or a little less than that. That's a lot of money here. And if they have an opportunity to get it at a lower price, they will do anything for that.
The blast came on the same day that three foreign oil workers were released in Nigeria's oil capital, Port Harcourt, after having been taken hostage for a day. Militants in the oil-rich Niger Delta region say they are not benefiting from Nigeria's substantial oil trade. Franz Wild for VOA News, Abidjan.